I have a question about the Quran. When I read the Quran, I see that Allah is referring to himself as we in the Quran many times, like in verse 78:8. Why is this? Alhamdulillah, the answer to this question is very simple. It requires us to just look at the Arabic language for a moment, and the Arabic language is a beautiful language that every Muslim should try and learn, because it's the key to understanding the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran was revealed in Arabic. Naam. When we look at the Arabic language comprises of three types of words: an ism, a noun; a fi'l, a verb; and a harf, a letter. And under the category of nouns, you have dhamair, the pronouns. So for example, you have ana, I or me, for one. And then you have nahnu. This word nahnu, it can be used by one to refer to themselves, indicating a ta'zim, greatness, respect, glorification. And also it can be used likewise as a plural. When we find it in the Quran, like for example in the verse, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, indeed we revealed the Quran and indeed we will preserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using nahnu lita'zim, for glorification and indicating greatness. Naam. And even for example, we find in the English language, so alhamdulillah, from the religious point of view, the answer is clear. Even if we were to look at English, then in the English language, previously, kings and queens, they would use what is known as the royal we. And the queen, she would obviously be one person, or the king would be an individual, and they would use the royal we. Now, people differ with regards to why they would use we, but they would use we. And it was one person speaking. Naam. And as Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, and for Allah Azza wa Jalla is the highest description, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.